Sepulpa Main Street is great. All the way down to Oklahoma City is wonderful through that whole just litany of towns. Kellyville and Stroud and the great Rock Cafe, still going and blowing. Chandler, a magnificent old interpretive center there in the recycled WPA National Guard Armory. Wellston, Arcadia. In Arcadia, you've got the 1-2 punch of something old, the 1898 Round Barn, and you've got Pops, which I was proud to help with the creation of Pops' state-of-the-art gas station. That's much more than that, with the biggest collection of pop bottles in the world, glass walls, and a 66-foot-tall neon pop bottle out on the asphalt apron. It's hard to get a seat in Pops. So there you've got the old and the new, which is a perfect blend. The highway always tends to get lost in big cities, so you got to be careful scooting through Edmond and Oklahoma City, although it will take you right up by the Capitol and then out to the west and through those communities just to the west of Oklahoma City and out to Yukon. Great stop at El Reno, where it always smells of fried onion burgers, past the old fort, Clinton, quintessential Route 66 town, the home of the state Route 66 Museum. And again, it's a institution that I had a hand in, and I love it. It's a great museum. The best gift shop on Route 66, but a great interpretive center. And then down in Elk City, you've got another museum, totally different. They call themselves the National Route 66 Museum. Six one, half dozen of the other. They're both different venues, and they both offer you something new. But the best museum of all is the road itself, because it's still living as you go west, all the way out through Sayre into Eric, where the road is Roger Miller Boulevard, who was a great guy, died, I think, way too young out in Santa Fe, loved Route 66. His road there crosses with Cheb Willie Boulevard. Cheb Willie, a lot of people won't remember, but he was a cowboy actor, and he wrote The Purple People Eater, which is a remarkable song from the 50s. There's the Roger Miller Museum, and then right off of there is the old Curiosity Shop. That's a discovery of mine that I found when I was consulting with Pixar and introducing them to 66. And in there dwell Harley and Annabelle Russell. They're the mediocre music makers, and they wear red and white striped tuxedos. They're barefoot. They're called redneck tuxedos, and they play music for so many tour buses, tourists, travelers, salesmen, vendors passing through, and the old Curiosity Shop. It's just a great place. And then a little bit further, you're nearing the border, Texola. There's an old jail there and a pretty good beer joint, and then you're in the Lone Star State. 410 miles. Great.